So we're happy to have Mike Africa Jr. on the phone. Blizzard wasn't available, but we do have Mike Africa, and we were just listening to Mike Africa. Hello, Mike.
On the move.
On the move. So the name Seeds of Wisdom came from an underground chapter of MOVE that was created by John Africa to protect MOVE kids from the ongoing violent attacks against MOVE being carried out by the city of Philadelphia. Can you tell us a bit about this chapter and how the Seeds of Wisdom are active now?
Well, the chapter started in the mid-70s. John Africa sent the children down to Virginia along with adult MOVE members to protect them, to stop them, of course, as you said, from all the violence that was taking place by the city of Philadelphia against the MOVE organization. And the Seeds of Wisdom is just those kids that were down there at the time and other MOVE children that are being raised with the wisdom of John Africa. We are seeds of John Africa's wisdom. And what we do now is we do hip-hop. We use hip-hop as a tool of resistance. We put political information in rap music to get information out, to get out John Africa's teaching, as well as get out the situations that take place where people are shot down by cops or unjustly put sent to prison, you know, stuff like that with Mumia, the MOVE 9, and that's just what we do now, put out information through rap music and, you know, as well as speaking engagements and all types of different ways and avenues.
Mm. MOVE children and babies have experienced violence, displacement, kidnapping, and murder by this system since the beginning of MOVE. Why does this system direct attacks against MOVE children and babies?
The direct attack against the children and babies is because older people that's in the organization, they have the teachings of John Africa. But before they had the teachings of John Africa, they had the teachings of the system. And the system's teaching caused them to be weak, caused them to be drug addicts, caused them to be, you know, all kind of, their minds was all twisted up. They were manic depressants, and they were involved in all the different sorts of things, gangs, rapes, murders. They murdered people. MOVE people come from all walks of the system. And the attacks on those people, because of the strength of John Africa, was one thing. But to attack the children, they felt like they had to attack the children even more, because the children were even stronger than the parents, because they never had those things by the system put on them, because they were raised totally with John Africa's teaching, and they never had any weaknesses from drugs or manic depressants, or they didn't have any sicknesses on them, mentally or physically. And that's why they attacked the children more, because they saw them as, they saw us as more a threat to the system, and they were right. Mm-hmm. Because we are a threat to the system, because we didn't have all of the things that caused our parents to be weak. All we got is John Africa's teaching, that's it. And that's why they attacked us more.
So, you were, I know that you had initially kind of started this hip-hop thing, like with Seeds of Wisdom, and it's grown into something larger than that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it has grown and who's involved in it?
Well, when I first started the rapping, see, I was born in MOVE, but I wasn't always in MOVE. Mm-hmm. And I used to rap, you know, with when I wasn't in the organization with some of my friends, you know, around the block, around the way and stuff. And when I came back to the organization, I started, you know, putting the political information that, of John Africa in the rap music. And as time went on, other brothers and sisters, you know, just came in with it. And it's progressed a lot. I mean, before we would do a show, you know, 100 or so people. And now when we do shows, it's like thousands of people there to hear what we got to say, because they want to hear the information, because they know it affects everybody, it helps everybody, and they especially want to hear it through music. And we did big shows. We rapped in millions for Mumia back in 98, 99. Madison Square Garden, they wanted the Seeds of Wisdom there to speak and put out information. Now it's becoming more and more known, because like rap music is becoming more and more known, and that's why we chose rap music to do it in. It becomes more and more known, and more people want to hear it, and more people like it, and they like to listen to it, and they can see that everything that we're saying, they can apply to their personal life situation and make the information that give them work for them. We talk about how, like, Amadou Diallo was shot down, how all of those cops that shot Diallo was let go. Mm-hmm. And that's a tragedy, because if somebody is on the street and even they don't even have to commit a crime. They could just be accused of committing a crime, and they'd be on death row. But when the cops are shooting people down, and it's a known fact, and they admit it, you know, they're let go. And we put out this information. We talk about this. We expose it because it's wrong. And anytime you got a system that would treat citizens like that, you got a problem that need to be revolted against.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for joining us today, Mike. Unfortunately, we only got a little bit of time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
We always willing to put out information. In fact, we're supposed to be in Winnipeg September 8th, 9th, and 10th during the show. And for all the people that go to Winnipeg or whatever, from Toronto or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, we're supposed to be in Winnipeg. We're still trying to get everything straight, but once we get everything straight, we'll contact the Friends of Move chapter in Toronto and, you know, let y'all know what's going on. And I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to put out this information. We always willing to put out information. So if you have any other questions or anything, you can call us at 215-387-4107. That's 215-387-4107. And talk to me or any of the other Seeds of Wisdom and get any information that you need.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
on the move.
Mike.
Long live John Africa.
On the move.